Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, January 12th. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I just want to let you know the call-in number is 914-803-4399, and you can also join us on Twitter during our tweet chat by using the hashtag Beauty Lounge. And now I'm going to turn it over to my sister, Denise, for a few seconds.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show once again. And due to the limited amount of time that we have with our guest tonight, we will save the beauty news for the end of the show. So look forward to the beauty news coming up at the end of tonight's show. Meanwhile, you can join me on Twitter on our tweet chat using the hashtag pound beauty talk.
Beauty Lounge.
I'm sorry, Beauty Lounge. Beauty Talk and Beauty Lounge, how about that?
Absolutely, how about that? Again, thank you guys for joining the conversation. We are joined tonight by Ayla Montgomery, and she is the producer of the Nailgasm documentary. And before we get into a conversation with her, I just wanted to say that this past year at Fame Expo, this past June, there was a nail panel there, and she hosted the panel. So I found it very interesting that she produced the documentary. So she's here tonight for a little while to talk with us about her documentary. Welcome to the show, Ayla.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, just tell me, how did all of this start? How did you even, what made you want to document?
It all started with Tumblr. I don't know how familiar you guys are with Tumblr, but it's a personal blogging platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, being in the urban community or whatever, I've seen nail art my whole life, but on Tumblr
mm-hmm.
I saw it get taken to a whole new level where people are painting, like, miniature murals on nails, and I thought that was really cool. And I also thought it was cool that it had kind of transcended race. Like, before it was really only in urban communities, and now it's literally everywhere. Everybody's doing
right.
it. And so I saw that nobody had really told that story, so I wanted to find out, how did something go from, you know, urban to urban communities to now, you know, you see nail art in Vogue and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what inspired the film.
Well, I was going to ask a question, like, how does it, that was one of my questions, is how does it go from the urban community to all over the world? You're a manicurist, am I correct?
Not professional.
Or you like nail art. Not professional.
Yeah, not,
okay,
I'm not,
not a
licensed.
Professional. Okay, gotcha. So that's a lot of people. There, you know, you can see it all over Instagram and some of the other
yeah.
social media sites where there are a lot of people who like to do nails and can do nails very well, and
yeah.
they love nail art. Like you said, being from the urban community, it was once, I guess, labeled as something that came from the urban community.
Yeah.
Why do you, was it really just that, or is it just something that people assume?
It's something that people assume, but also what I think a lot of Americans don't know is nail art is huge in Japan. It is huge, and they are, like, killing it. The things that we're doing now, they were already doing 5 years ago. And so, like, here in the States, we have this perception of it being ghetto and whatnot. But in Japan, like, they've been doing this for forever. So I think that was a huge misconception that I wanted to bring light to, is that it's not ghetto. Everybody does it. A lot of different cultures do it, and it really is something that, that transcends culture.
Absolutely. Now, why do you think, because Lisa Trumford has been on our show, and, you know, she talks about a lot of the nail competitions, you know, with Nail Olympics. Why do you think that people in, you know, like the nail artists in other countries, for instance, Japan, why do you think they are so ahead of the game?
I think because in the States, particularly in the entertainment industry, there's still a stigma attached to doing nails. In the U.S., it's like, I believe the statistic is like, it's 45% Vietnamese, 30% Caucasian, and then everybody else behind that. So there's still a stigma attached to doing nails, is where you don't have that in other countries. And especially in Japan, like, their nail schools are 2 years. So that's, like, they like, it's just different standards, really, in different countries. And so we have a lot of stigmas to break down here in the U.S. still.
Tell us a little bit about the documentary. You went all over to get your footage.
Yeah, I went to Japan, I went to London, I went to New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to Detroit or Atlanta, but hopefully the next go-around, I'll be there.
So there's going to be a part two of this documentary?
Yeah, I hope so. I would love to. I think the biggest complaint I get is people wish it was longer. And so there's still more areas and things that I'd like to talk about in a longer version that I didn't get to talk about. Because this version is only 35 minutes. So it's very short, and there's definitely not enough time to tackle all the talking points I wanted to get to. So I definitely have plans to do a longer version.
Well, tell us a little bit about why you went to the cities that you went to.
Well, I went to major cities. I just kind of the research I had done, and it was just a lot easier tracking down people in the larger cities than it was the smaller ones, especially with, you know, a city like Detroit. Like, a lot of the nail artists that were really, like, pioneers there, they all live in other parts of the country now. Well, a lot of them do.
Right.
Like, a lot of them went to Atlanta. A lot of them went to New York. Like, everybody just kind of spread out. And so, you know, it was really for, like, financial reasons. Like, when I went to New York, I probably interviewed, like, 20 people. So, if, you know, where the bulk of the people were, that's where I went.
Gotcha. What did you find that was different about the nail artists? Like you said, you mentioned Japan and London. What's different about the nail artists there versus here in the U.S.? And I know you spoke about, you know, the education is longer, they're a little bit more advanced, but see any other differences in the art, in the actual artist and then the nail art?
Not so much in the art as the application, I would say. Like, in Japan, they're really big on gel. You don't see a ton of polish being used there, or a lot of acrylic for that matter. It's very gel heavy. And in London, I would say, or the UK, I would say it's very similar to the States. It's just, you know, it's just different in different places.
So, wait a minute, you said in Japan, you don't see a lot of polish.
Right. Yeah, they do mostly gel. Like, your average manicure in Japan is going to be like $90. It's pretty insane out there. Yeah, it's intense.
Wow. Let's get into the documentary a little bit. I know you just wanted to kind of, well, tell me, what questions did you want to answer with the documentary? I was going to say, you probably wanted to answer the question, how did it go from, like you said, the urban community to all over the world? But what other questions were answered for you in this documentary?
I think for me the biggest question was, why are people so into their nails? Like, I've met girls that spend like 4 or 5 hours just doing their nails, you know, and I felt that was really interesting because it's such a small part of your body in comparison, you know, your hair or your makeup or your clothes or whatever. So I just was really intrigued by, like, why nails are such a big deal to people. So it was nice to see kind of, like, people explain why nails are so important, because you could say a lot with your nails that you can't necessarily say with clothing or with makeup. Like, I love leopard print. I feel like that's a great presentation of my personality, but at the same time, I'm going to look crazy if I walk down the street and head to toe leopard print, or I have leopard print makeup, you know?
Right.
So.
Who are some of the people, some of the, I guess, popular nail artists that you reached out for this documentary?
Madeline Poole, she's getting really big. She was actually in nail school when I interviewed her, but now she's signed to an agency, and she does a lot of editorial work. Sophie Robeson, she's really big in the UK. She's kind of credited with helping get nail art into vogue. Like, she did a smiley face nail design that ended up being in vogue, which was unheard of because, you know, Vogue is fairly conservative when it comes to nails. Sam Biddle, she does a lot of nail art competitions, like fantasy nail art and just, like, really crazy 3D nail art. Who else? I have Brittany Tokyo. She's an artist from Japan. I have Disco Nail, another artist from Japan that's really popular on Tumblr here. Who else? There's just a lot of names.
I can't remember some of the names from when I saw the documentary. L.A. There's a girl in my mind from L.A.
Oh, there's Greg Young from Young Nails. He's pretty popular in the nail tech circle.
Mm-hmm. Did the research and interviewing people, did that make you interested in being a licensed nail tech?
Absolutely. I mean, I've always loved nails. But I didn't know that I could do it myself, and so now that I just have all these nail polish and whatnot, I just kind of practice on my own, and so it's really cool to see, you know, what you can accomplish if you just practice a little.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, because when I talk to a lot of the different nail artists that we've had on the show, and a lot of them say some of the same things, that the nail business, the nail business doesn't get as much exposure or attention in the beauty world. What do you think about that?
I would agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Why
just
do you
doesn't
think
that, have though? Why do I think so? Because I mean, it's, for me, it all boils down to marketing. You know, you have people who do hair and makeup, they're just better marketers at getting their names out and getting on these TV shows, and so that's where all the hype is. And I think the time is coming for nail artists. I think most nail artists I know, they're very low-key and, you know, not super huge personalities, but I think it's coming. I've heard a few reality shows being made around nail art and nail artists.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's coming. It's just, it's new. It's, you know, for in terms of mainstream, like, people are still learning about, you know, what's possible. Like, a lot of times I'm just wearing different things that I would have on my nails, and people are like, wow, I didn't even know you could do that on a nail. So I think there's a lot of consumer education that needs to go on in terms of what's popular and what's possible.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of education, like, one of the things that we heard, like I said before, was that a lot of the nail artists were talking about education here in the U.S., that, you know, we need more of it. And I'm listening to what you were saying earlier about the, you know, the schools in Japan are like for 2 years, and I don't know what it's like in some of the other, you know, other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be that nail education is a big deal in other countries, as well as a lot of competition.
Yeah.
What do you think about, do you think here in the U.S. if we had more nail, more reputable nail competition here in the U.S. that it would bring more attention to that side of the beauty industry?
Absolutely, because I'm telling you, some of the things that these women are and men are able to create on a nail is mind-blowing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have no idea how they figured it out, but they do, and it's just, it's incredible. So I think the more press that, you know, nail art continues to generate, then the more
mm-hmm.
popular it will become.
What about on Instagram?
Oh,
who
Instagram is huge for nails.
Yes. Yeah. Are there any nail artists out there that you could think of that you're very impressed with from Instagram?
Oh, yeah. This woman, Nails by Regina, she has like 150,000 followers on Instagram. She's incredible. She's one of the, she's probably, if not the biggest, one of the biggest nail artists on Instagram. And I think she really has opened the door for a lot of people who don't normally know anything about nail art or nails or being a nail technician. She's able to kind of cross those lines and make things that appeal to both people who are super into nails and people who aren't, just because she creates such amazing works of art.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is art that she puts on nails.
Let me just go back to something that we just touched on, only because I just saw a comment from the tweet chat, and you were talking about you think it's the marketing. Someone out there is saying that they don't think it's the marketing. They think that hair and makeup is more visible and noticed upon first glance. And I guess people, you know, you don't notice the nails until you actually look, you know, until you actually look at them.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because we are talking about Instagram, where, you know, that's a site where, you know, you can't help but see it because everybody has pictures there, whether it's hair, makeup, nails, whatever. So because of the platforms like Instagram, where it's very visual, and even on a YouTube, where people are showing their nail art, even how they did it, do you think vehicles like YouTube and Instagram, you know, would really help nail art and just the whole career as a nail artist look more appealing and make that more, you know, like raise their stock a little bit? Do you think Instagram is going to help?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that can open you up to a broader audience is going to help. I think with YouTube, some of the bigger channels, the more popular channels, they focus on nail art for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really see the salon skill level there. It's for people who are doing, you know, nails at their home. But I think people will eventually, you know, these more skilled nail artists and techs will get on YouTube and really blow it up.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, because I heard you mentioned, got her name already, I think it's Madeline Poole, I believe you were talking about, and you said she, at the time, I think that you met her or came to date with her, she was in nail school,
mm-hmm.
and you said now she is being worked by an agency. And I don't
yeah.
know how long ago that was when you first learned of her, and then... And now, I don't know how long ago that is, but it doesn't sound like it was a long time.
No, not at all. Like, there's a few stories where I met the girl, and then, like, a couple months later, they had their own salon or they had an agent or
mm-hmm.
whatever. Like, things are happening really, really quickly right now because the demand is there. And so finding
right.
these reputable artists that can work and be professional with, you know, these celebrity clientels and whatnot. Like, the demand is there. It's perfect right now, especially if you're in a major market like New York or Los Angeles. The time is definitely now.
So
but with Madeline Poole, she had an agent while she was in school because she already worked in the industry. And then
gotcha.
When she was on set for a shoot, she met the nail artist, and the nail artist hooked her up with her agent. So it was just kind of very quick.
Gotcha. Well, what do you think about that? what do you think about, because I guess, you know, some people would think, well, you know, that's not fair that, you know, they go on, let's say, a YouTube or Instagram and find some people. Do you think that's like the new standard now, that a lot of agencies or a lot of people, whether they're agents or not, are going to social media to find people to do work?
Absolutely.
As opposed to people sending in their book and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I don't know if this is true, but I was told that Rihanna actually found a makeup artist from Instagram. And I also know for a fact Nicki Minaj's makeup artist was found via YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real. The evidence is there. Keisha Cole found her nail artist from Instagram. Like, it's happening. So I think it's in everybody's best interest if this is what you want to do. If nothing else, make an Instagram account. Get on there, put your work out there. And
work out there.
Yeah.
That's true. that's true. And to be honest, it's no different. You know, I'm speaking in terms of some people who say that's not there. It's no different than you sending in your book. It might be, it's a lot faster.
Yeah.
But it's a lot faster, and it's less, it's not expensive because it's free. You know what I mean? Just go
mm-hmm.
online. But I'm thinking to, you know, I'm wondering, well, what are your thoughts on people who put work out there, and what if it's not really their work? So that's my concern. Even with sending in portfolios, you know, but
yeah.
9 times out of 10, most of the time the work is there, you know, of course, with the portfolio.
Yeah.
There's been some times where someone has stolen someone else's pictures. But on Instagram, what if people are putting out other people's work?
They absolutely are. I think the safest thing you can do is to tag your work. The
mm-hmm.
woman I talked about earlier, Nails by Regina, she watermarks all of her photos. So unless
mm-hmm.
you know how to erase that in Photoshop, which most people don't, like, yeah, unfortunately,
right.
people are always going to copy what's hot or what
right.
looks good. There's no getting around it. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely.
So I would say, yeah, you have to watermark, protect your work, and, you know, yeah. It's
cool.
It sucks, but it happens.
It does. It does.
A lot. It happens a lot.
Right. Let's go back to the documentary a little bit. What's the nail community saying about this documentary?
Well, the nail community is interesting because it varies per platform. Like, there's a
mm-hmm.
nail blogger community. There's a nail artist on IG, on Instagram community. There's, like, a Facebook community. There's a separate community
mm-hmm.
that's on Reddit. Like, literally every platform has its own community. And so
okay.
You know, there's some overlap, but some people only do Instagram. Some people only do Tumblr. So it just varies. But they're overall, like, through Nailgasm and just doing nail art, I've met people literally all over the world who share the same love of nails that I do. So we're deep.
And for the ones that have seen your documentary, are they loving it? Or are they in agreement with what you have to show? Were there any people who have anything against it?
I literally have not had a single negative comment.
Gotcha.
Like, everyone's like, what? It really opened their eyes. Yeah. So I had one comment about the name. They thought it was very kind of salacious,
mm-hmm.
you know, playing on the word orgasm. But other than that, like, nobody's had anything negative to say about it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And have you tried entering the documentary in any festivals?
I did. I was in Urban World Film Festival back in September, which is a film festival sponsored by
yeah.
HBO and BET.
Yep.
And so hopefully I'll do some more in the next few months. We'll see.
So that was this past September. That was this year.
Yeah, that was September in New York.
Nice, nice. So your documentary, when was it officially released?
It was released officially December 2012. So it's been out. It's been out a little over a year.
Yeah, a little over a year now. Okay, great. You may want to try L.A. with this.
Yeah.
It may be too late for this year because the fest will be out. And but, you know, you can still check and see if it's not too late. But
yeah,
the festival will be, like, late March. So you're saying there may be, or you would love for it to be, a part two.
Yeah. There will be. I don't know how. I don't know when, but there will
be.
It's going to happen. I'm determined.
Well, what do you want to see in a part two? What are the areas you'd like to explore in part two that you haven't done already in the first one?
Celebrities. Like Beyonce, her main manicurist is a woman of color. I think that's a big story, especially since most people think that black people don't do nails. We absolutely do nails. So
yeah,
I think that would be huge. And just to see kind of the impact that, because it's really the nail artist that's influencing these artists like the Katy Perrys, the Beyoncés, that's convincing them to take a chance on nail art. And then, you know, people see, oh, these celebrities are doing it, I'm going to do it too. And then it just kind of trickles down from there and enters the mainstream.
So basically you're thinking that, or you actually know from your experience, is that a lot of people aren't even going the nail art route until they see someone of influence with it, you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of seeing it in, like, it's in most magazines now. A lot of music celebrities are doing it. And it's also, like, just the technology is better. The designs are better. Like, for me, I never wore polish growing up because it would chip after, like, 2 days. So it was a waste. But now that we have gel, which lasts, you know, 2+ weeks, depending on, you know, if you take care of your hands. Like, it just lasts a lot longer. So I think it's a combination of these things.
Gotcha. And so in the beginning of the show, we were talking about nail art and the urban community. Now that the nail art is so popular and you're seeing it all over the world, you're seeing it in major fashion magazines, you're seeing it on celebrities like a Katy Perry and a Beyonce and a Rihanna, how do you think it's changed in the urban community? Or is it now, is it even more in the urban community, or is it about the same as it was before?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I personally don't think it has changed. Because I know people that have been doing nails, and they're going to continue to wear their nails, whether it's acceptable to mainstream or not. And so I have no idea, to be honest.
Are nail artists using different things now for their art designs?
Are they doing what?
Are they using different things now for art designs? I remember, you know, years ago they would use paint to make, you know, their designs. Now,
yeah,
because things have changed, a lot of people sometimes are even using acrylic for nail designs. What's out there?
Yeah, everything. You can build things with acrylic. You can. They have gel that you can build things with. You can sculpt things with. There's all types of. I was just at a beauty nail supply today, looking at all these different nail charms you can put on your nails. Like, they're just coming out with all types of things. There's nail stickers, nail decals. Like, there's literally, like, people's imaginations are going crazy, and they're just inventing all these new things you can put on your nails.
And what do you think about the future of nail art?
I think it's here to stay. In terms of trends, there always comes a point when people go back to, like, nude or more subtle things, which is you know, that's just any industry, really. Fashion, hair, makeup, like, you just want to tone it down sometimes. But I think overall it's here to stay, and I think especially as the technology continues to get better and artists continue to get more and more creative and really push things forward, I think nail art will get more attention from the press. And, yeah, I think it's just going to keep growing and growing.
And not only nail art, but just nails in general. I mean,
yeah,
when you look at some of the cosmetic brands out there, they're all including nail polish.
Yes.
As part of their lines.
Absolutely.
You know, I recently asked a polish brand owner, she said she's new to the business, and I asked her what did she think about, you know, nails and nail art and, you know, if it was here to stay, and she thinks it's just, you know, a fad or a trend that's here today and will be gone tomorrow, which I thought was surprising for someone who just, you know, put out a polished line. I would think that her thought was going to be, you know, it's here to stay because she wants to continue on, you know, with
right,
her polished line. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And maybe she was meaning more about nail art and not necessarily the polish. But I did say to her, you know, about the brand adding polish, you know, to their lines. And she said, no, I think it's just, you know, something that's just here now. And, you know, it's going to die down. So that was a little surprising to me, but I don't think it's going anywhere. I'm in agreement with that. It's not going anywhere.
And also, literally every decade, you know, it gets really popular, then it dies down, then it comes back again.
Right.
I think that's
exactly,
just, you know, you look at fashion, like things that were popular in the 80s, they became corny, and now everybody's dressing like they're in the 80s again.
Absolutely.
Like, that's just the way trends work, especially things you can wear. So,
right,
you know, OPI and SE are doing very well. So
right. Now, I know you're not, you can't stay on much longer, but let me just ask you, what do you think, because I see a lot of this on Instagram, what do you think about the indie polish craze?
Okay. I love it. I'm a big supporter of women being entrepreneurs and small businesses and things like that. But I, as somebody who's bought some of these polishes, sometimes the quality just isn't there because they're making it, you know, at home and they're not actually a chemist. They're just like throwing glitter and lacquer into a bottle and selling it.
Right.
So I think it's great to see people being entrepreneurs, but I'm a stickler for quality. If I'm spending money, I want a quality polish. So, you know, it's not
There's
always
a lot of that stuff out there.
Yeah, unfortunately. So, you know, it's a personal decision to each their own.
Mhm. Mhm. All right. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to part two. Whenever it does come out,
I will let you know.
And you did mention a little bit, you know, about the nail reality show. Will you be watching?
If it's positive, I try to stay away from the reality shows that kind of cast people in a negative light. So if it's something that's uplifting, I will watch it. If not, if it's just about the drama and things like that, then I will not be watching.
Gotcha. I think the one that I know of is going to, you know, more about competition and not necessarily, I don't think it's going to be focused on, you know, so much on, you know, how some of the competition shows will focus a little bit about their relationships with each other and the drama, and I don't think that's going to be there, but we will see. We will definitely see. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ayla.
Thank you for having me.
Last question we ask all of our guests. What is beauty to you?
Ooh, beauty is doing something positive that makes you feel good. And I feel like when you feel good, it shows. It radiates.
Absolutely. I'm in agreement with that one. Thank you so much again, and please do keep us posted of, you know, what you're doing. And I'm on Tumblr, and I am following you.
Oh, perfect. What's your Tumblr?
It's just my name, JaniteTumnell. My Tumblr is sad. I've been trying to do a little more posting, but I post a little bit more about, not nails, but mainly about just personal stuff that I like and film and television type things.
Okay, perfect. I will be following.
But I will check you out on Tumblr and see what you got going on with your nail art.
Alrighty.
But again, thank you for joining us tonight. We really
appreciate
you
so much
it.
For having me.
You're awesome. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now on to the beauty news with my sister Denise.
On to the beauty news. Okay. First, I wanted to just give everyone the call-in number, which is 914-803-4399. If there are any particular looks that you liked from the Golden Globes tonight, you know, let us know. Give us a call and let us know. As long as we're talking, the show is still on. So just call into the show and let us know what you thought about tonight's Golden Globes and any of the hair, makeup, or nail looks. I know nails aren't as noticeable right away, as I believe that was it Sharon Tina who said that?
Yeah.
Nails aren't they're not. I mean, if you're wearing like a, you know, a noticeable color, like something bright or something like that, then yes, or if nails are extremely long, then yes, you will notice those types of things right away. But if they're, you know, average length, you know, neutral color, then you're not going to know, you're not going to notice that right away. So anyway, on to some beauty news that we have. For those of you who are planning to attend IMATS, if you have your tickets, then you are one of the lucky ones because IMATS LA 2014 is completely sold out and has been since last weekend. IMATS Los Angeles is taking place again at the Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena, California, from January 17th through the 19th of this year. On Friday the 17th, they will be offering the pro-only hours at the convention center, and those are for those people who hold the pro cards. You will be able to attend the show, and I think some of the vendors will be having, like, you know, pro-only discount type things going on that Friday evening. And I'm not sure if all of the vendors will be present on the pro-only day, but most of the time you have a majority of the vendors that are available. There may be like one or two who don't participate in the pro-only hours. But anyway, that's on Friday the 17th, and then on Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th, it's just general admission. And again, this show is completely sold out, and the people over at Makeup Artist Magazine and Key Publishing Group are asking you to just be careful of purchasing tickets from any third party. You know, if they're not legitimate tickets, then, you know, they can't help you out there. So only the tickets that were purchased through Makeup Artist Magazine are legitimate tickets. And, of course, there will not be tickets sold at the door. So when they say completely sold out, they mean completely sold out. You can't order tickets online, and you can't get tickets at the door. So great for them. Hopefully they have a wonderful show. I believe that's next weekend. And some of the keynote speakers at this year's show and some of the instructors at, as well will be Kevin James Bennett, Eve Pearl, Bill Corso. And those of you who may not know who Bill Corso is, he's an Academy Award-winning makeup artist. He worked on such projects such as Lemony Snicket, The Amazing Spider-Man, and Grey Gardens. They will also have, as an instructor on, I believe, effects, makeup artist Keith Hall. Roshar will be there. Frank Ippolito from, I don't know if for those who may have watched Sci-Fi's Face Off, I think this past season when they brought some of the veterans back, I think Frank was on the very first show, and Frank will be moderating a Sci-Fi Face Off panel discussion where he will also be doing a live makeup effects demo at IMAX. And, of course, IMAX will also continue to have the two competitions, the one on Saturday, which is kind of the fantasy competition, and then the one on Sunday is the special effects competition. So if you were one of the lucky ones to get a ticket to IMAX LA, then good for you. Let us know all about it. We won't be able to attend this year again due to our work schedule. So hopefully we'll be able to work it out one year where we can get out there, even if it's just for one day. So, for those of you who are attending that, let us know what you think about it and let us know how it goes. Just wanted to quickly run down a list of seminars, classes, events / programs that the Powder Group is having this year. And if you need any information on any of them, you can always contact Lauren OJ at the Powder Group. And her email is lauren@thepowdergroup.com. And registration is now open for Business Evolution and Makeup 101. But some of the classes will be Marketing Your Career Now. This takes place January 22nd in Fort Lauderdale. Business Evolution, this February 2nd through 3rd, or May 31st through June 1st in New York City, February 8th through 9th in Fort Lauderdale, and again, that's Business Evolution. You can go to businessevolutionforum.com for more information on that. Hairstyling 101 with Johnny Lavoie, March 8th through 9th in New York City. Understanding Photography, March 10th through 12th in New York City. That's going to be presented by Sebastian Smith and James Vincent. Makeup 101, March 29th through 31st, or October 25th through 27th in New York City. And that's presented by James Vincent and Michael DeVellis. There's a wellness symposium, April 6th through 9th in Chicago. There's Evolution, May 11th through 16th in Provincetown, Massachusetts. And you can go to evolutionprovincetown.com for more information on that. The Styling Sessions, June 23rd through June 28th. That's in New York City. I think that's a new program. I'm sorry, I lost my place. That's a new program for the professional hairstyling industry. There's a creative exploration conference that's taking place October 5th through the 10th in Provincetown, Massachusetts. And you can go to creativeexplorationconference.com. And then the Business Forum, November 8th through 10th, it's in Los Angeles. That's presented by Michael DeVellis, James Vincent, Crystal Wright, Marietta Carter-Narcisse. And then there will be some other presenters that will be announced a little later. And for more information on all of those programs, you can go to thepowdergroup.com. And that's all I have for tonight.
All right. Thank you very much. I tried to put the website out there for the Business Evolution info. But I know you all just, they could all at least go to thepowdergroup.com to find out information about everything that you just announced.
Cool.
All right. So if you enjoyed our discussion tonight, about the Neil Arch documentary, I don't know if any of you have seen it, but let me quickly give you the website. Again, the documentary is called Nailgasm. That's N-A-I-L-G-A-S-M. And the website here, let me try to pull it up really quickly. I think it's just simply neilgasm.com, but also she also has a site, Neilgasm TV. So, and then you can find her on Twitter and Tumblr as well, and they're all at Neilgasm. You can go out there, and she has like a quick, I think it's about 4-minute trailer of the documentary, and then you can rent the documentary for $1.99, or you can buy the documentary for $5. So again, that's Neilgasm. It's a nail art documentary, very good documentary, and it focuses on nail art and, you know, where it started and where we are now. So it's a good piece of information for those of you out there who are really into nail art and the history behind it. So go out there and check that out as well. Join us back here next Sunday at 9 p.m. And we'll be back with another great guest for Beauty Talk. So thank you again for tuning in. I'm sorry, you have something to say?
I just said absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were announcing something. But thank you again, and we'll be back next Sunday night, for, like I said, with another great guest. Stay tuned to our Twitter and our Facebook, where we will be announcing who next week's guest is. We'll do it a little closer to next Sunday. But as always, continue to be beautiful and blessed, and have a great week. Good night.
Good night.